Hello again, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. This is our 2016 Avian Awards podcast series, episode 3. If you missed the first two, they are available on the website, RogerReviews.com. If you're reading this on the actual page, down at the bottom, there should be a link to part 1 and part 2. That will sort of give you the overview in more detail. Briefly, my name is Roger Pipe, as I said already. I am an adult film critic, have been for close to 20 years. This podcast covers the Avian Awards for 2016, as I'm a voter, one of a select panel, apparently. We'll get to that in a few moments. This is going to be a 15 to 20 minute podcast, volume 3. As always, I absolutely want feedback. There's a feedback button at the bottom. Apparently, it doesn't always work. It doesn't appear to always work. It does work, though. Sometimes you get a timed out message, but the message is there. We do have one comment to go over. You can also email me directly, Raj@RogerReviews.com. You can find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over there. Let me know what you think. If these are interesting, if there's something you'd like us to cover in more depth, suggestions, comments, praise, criticism, whatever it is, I want to hear it. So really quickly, if you want to go on over to avianawards.com and click on nominees, you will find the list of nominees. We're going to go over these one at a time, probably cover most of them. I will give you my thoughts on the category, some of the nominees, the process, really simple. We rank them, one through whatever, and we need to go over each and every one. So it is a massive, massive undertaking for the people who do it, even bigger undertaking for the people who pared this list down for us. So great job for them. I want to thank the people at AVN for letting me vote again, and for all of you for tuning in. Sponsorships are available. If someone wants to sponsor these podcasts, we'll mention your website, name, whatever, over and over and over and over again. Also, a reminder to those nominated, the people listening to my voice would probably really like to look at a special gallery. So if you're out there, you're listening, if you want to put together a fan sign, want to send over a special picture, we will mention you a lot. Can't promise you a vote for something like that, but I can promise you a lot of exposure. And certainly in the fan voting, something we have not talked about, in the fan voting, we can absolutely put together a special gallery there and encourage people to vote for you because you're so social media savvy. So keep that in mind. If you're listening and you have a favorite, send her over an email. Let her know, hey, we are taking submissions for Eye Candy Gallery. Always love that. Before we get to the categories, we're going to go over our first comment, which is over on RogerReviews.com. Down at the bottom of the podcast one, you'll see my test message. That was just to make sure that things are actually going through. The second one was from Don Houston from XCritic.com, another voter who follows these podcasts religiously. Thank you, Don, and spreads the word. Really appreciate that. Anybody who is listening because of Don, I really appreciate that, the support and the constructive criticism. In this case, no criticism, just a couple of clarifications. Don has it on good authority from over on the XBiz forum, ironically enough, that the voters now consist of 7 in-house and 15 outside critics. That's a small number. I would have guessed a lot more than that, especially the in-house people. But the industry is changing. The review business is changing. The review models are changing. So 22 people, that means, as we mentioned, this is a weighted voting system, so yeah, with only 22 voters, you land on the bottom of somebody's ballot, and that's, you know, a little less than 5% each voter. So yeah, you could drop from first down really fast. So it definitely makes sense that we really take our time doing that. So thanks, Don, for that information. He talked a little bit in his comment about the BBW category, best BBW performer, that some of these performers have done some regular porn DVD releases and others have performed primarily on their website. I think that's a big problem with this category because unless we get access to their websites, how do we really judge, is this really just sort of our favorite in categories like that? We've talked in the past about not being able to turn off our personal preferences, that even as critics, as we try very hard to turn off any biases we might have, we still can't turn off our preferences. I mean, we like who we like. And Don also mentions later, how much do we have to see of someone? to really tell a body of work. And that's an excellent point. You know, if we see a director, we see five scenes maybe from a director, one great movie, you know, how does that rank? How many do we have to watch? It's a good question, and one we'll address as the categories go, especially as we get down to, you know, number 6, number 7, number 8 out of 15. You know, does someone rank 10th or 4th? He also points out, something he pointed out about the best girl-girl performer of the year, that some people have pointed out to him that some nominees in that category have done boy-girl. So I took a look at that category. It's actually called, it's the first one that we did, actually. Hold on, got to go back to the top. Best all-girl performer of the year. Now, on my ballot, that's actually open now, so I can take a look at it. It gives the criteria. Best all-girl performer of the year is described on the ballot as awarded to a female performer who's performed exclusively with other females during the eligibility period. Now, according to Don, some of these women have actually done boy-girl during that time. So that would sort of create a bit of a problem. I'm not exactly sure how we should deal with that. That could be one of our controversial topics, which of the all-girl performers is actually not eligible. That's it for Don's comment. Appreciate it, Don. Thank you very much. Anybody else, again, that's a really good way to get your comment on. And at this point, I'm not getting overwhelmed with them, so I will read and address each one and go over, you know, definitely help shape the podcast. Hey, if I'm going too fast, let me know. Again, my new cadence this year is in response to Will Ryder's dead-on parody performance of my parody impersonation of my podcast voice. I do it for a reason, folks. I do it because I know I talk too fast, and yeah, also going to make a drinking game out of my as and ums. All right, let's get back to it. About five categories down, best amateur pro-am movie. This is one that has always been difficult to pin down as far as what makes one an amateur, what makes one a pro-am, all that good stuff. As we pull it up, the category is described on the ballot as a title that involves all non-professional performers. So in that category, we've got 100% Real Swingers from Tennessee, Vivid, Amateurs Wanted number 3, Net Video Girls, Bang Bus 15 from Bang Productions, Big Cock Adventures, Connor Cox, Homegrown Girlfriends. Now, is this fair? Because Connor's a professional. Connor does regular movies and is quite a good performer, as well as having an agency, by the way. So, College Rules 20 for Morally Corrupt, Daddy's Video Virgins, Desperate Pleasures, Dare Dorm 22, Girlfriend Revenge 15, Girls and Boys 15 from Abby Winters, Gorgeous Girls from Abby Winters, Homegrown Threesomes number 3 from Homegrown, Homegrown Video 4852. I still think that is the highest number of volumes of any video series. It's My First Time 2 from Burning Angel, James Dean's Amateur Applicants, number 2, Third World Amateurs from the Philippines, number 3. I've seen a couple of these titles. The College Rules and the Dare Dorm stuff is fun. It has that sort of nice reality porn feel to it. For just pure amateur stuff, Homegrown 852, have not seen it. Did see the Connor Cox one. Connor's a good performer. Really like that one. It's My First Time, the Burning Angel stuff. I think that's a different vibe. The Burning Angel stuff has a totally different vibe than the Abby Winters stuff. So I think the quality varies here as well. You know, Bang Bros has done this for so long. They've got it down. Net Video Girls has been doing it for a long time, too. The sort of reality porn interview stuff. The 100% Real Swinger stuff is interesting. Interesting that Vivid, who you know used to be sort of the king of the big feature, is now so good at an amateur line. James Dean's Amateur, that sort of has the normal gonzo feel. The Third World stuff is very raw. I haven't seen enough of these to pick a favorite. Obviously, all the Dare Dorm stuff is good. I'm a big fan of amateur stuff, so a lot of the homegrown stuff I really like in this category. And that leads into Best Amateur Pro-Am Series. The 100% Real Swingers from Vivid is on here. Amateur College Girls from Homegrown. Amateurs Wanted from Net Video Girls. Incidentally, Net Video Girls was one of the very first websites I ever reviewed way back in the day. He had the fake calendar shoot reality porn setup that really was groundbreaking at the time. Now it seems like everybody's copied it, but it was really good and really hot way back in the day. Like that one a lot. Bang Bus, that's been around forever. College Rules, Come Swallowing Auditions from Amateur Allure. If you guys haven't seen that one, the Amateur Allure stuff is very imprinted. It looks like itself. I mean, it has a unique look, and all the scenes look the same, but it's very branded. I think you get the same sort of feel with like Black.com or Tushy.com, that it has a specific look, and I think that's interesting. Dancing Bear is one of my favorite series, just totally fun. I just really wish their website would treat its affiliates better. Have never even seen anything from that affiliate program because they won't return an email because I can't log into my account. It's pretty horrible. Dare Dorm, First Time Auditions from Reality Kings. I like that series. Fuck a Fan from Immoral Productions. My friend Porno Dan. Love that guy. Love his work. Girls and Their Boys, Abby Winters. Another long-standing amateur series. Homegrown Video, of course, that's, I think, the longest standing. Interracial Casting Couch, also from Net Video Girls. It's My First Time Burning Angel, and Spring Break Fuck Parties. I like that a lot, too, from Team Skeet. That definitely has a raw amateur feel to it. I've seen quite a few of most of these. I'm going to need to see a couple. I haven't yet seen the Interracial Casting Couch stuff from Net Video Girls. Like Spring Break Fuck Party. Like Homegrown. I mean, the Homegrown video series varies, obviously, because there's so many of them. But it's always pretty good stuff. Fuck a Fan's fun. Some performers are better at it than others, obviously. The fact that it's live is fun to me. Dancing Bear is tough to beat, though. It's just a great, fun series with a lot of hot sex. And somehow, they seem to manage to hide, you know, professional porn girls and get girls who just look like normal pretty girls at a strip show having some hot sex. I haven't voted yet, but I think you'd be pretty safe in leaning towards that one as my favorite. As we move down into the anal categories, best anal movie. Now, this says title marketed as anal and compromised entirely of anal sex scenes. Now, we might have to do some really thorough looking to make sure that every single scene in a movie has anal. That would be a tough one. In this category, Alien Ass Party 3, Joey Silvera from Evil Angel. All Stuffed Up, Tony Rebus, Evil Angel. Anal Beauty, Tushy, distributed by Jules Jordan. Anal Boot Camp 3, Jules Jordan. Anal Warriors from Archangel. Analyzed from Hard X. Angelic Asses 5, Devil's Films. Annika's Anal Sluts from Bam Visions. An Ass Built for Anal, New Sensations. Aspirations from Brazzers. Backdoor Baddies from Evil Angel, Mike Adriano. Gape Lovers 9, Jay Sin, Evil Angel. Manuel Cream Pies, Their Asses 3, Jules Jordan. Mr. Anal 15 from Bang Productions. And Rock and Roll in My Butthole 5, Burning Angel. You may notice a lot of Evil Angel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5 of those categories all from Evil Angel. So, lots there. Did see Anal Beauty from Tushy. Loved it. I love the look. Same people. Greg Lansky, who, of course, does Black.com, is now doing Booty.com, or Tushy.com, rather. Not Booty. Tushy.com. Good stuff. Anal Boot Camp 3 was a good movie. The first one is still my favorite of those three. Anal Warriors from Archangel. Archangel does good stuff. Hard X, same thing. Analyzed was good. Have Angelic Asses 5 here to watch, so I'll be watching that one. Saw Annika's Anal Sluts from Bam, Evil Angel, liked that one a lot. That's gonna be interesting. I think, haven't seen all of them, so I can't say. At this point, gotta say I'm leaning toward Anal Beauty or Annika's Anal Sluts. I also really liked Ass Built for Anal and New Sensations. Best Anal Series, a lot of the same. You're gonna see a lot of the same names: Alien Ass Party, Evil Angel, Anal Buffet, Evil Angel, Anal Youngins from Laywood, Evil Angel. I really like that series. Christoph's Anal Attraction, Evil Angel. Don't Tell My Wife I Ass Fucked the Babysitter, Devil's Films, DP Me from Hard X, DP My Wife With Me, Reality Junkies. Really like that series. Extreme Soviet Sluts from Private, Let's Try Anal from Mofos, Loving Teenagers with Sodomy, Teen Erotica, Manuel Cream Pies Our Asses, Jules Jordan, Mr. Anal Bang Productions, Pure Anal Pleasure, Pure Passion, Digital Sin, Put It in Her Ass, Reality Kings, and Rock and Roll My Butthole, Burning Angel. Again, the first 1, 2, 3, 4 are Evil Angel. So you definitely get the impression that Evil Angel likes their anal sex. Best series. Right now, leaning toward Anal Youngins, that I really like. The Anal Buffet stuff from Jason. Jason and Mike Adriano both, I think, shoot highly fetishized anal sex. I mean, you're talking about just long, long gape shots and a lot of ass licking and just beyond the normal, you know, put the dick in her butt thing. Almost to the point that it's too much for me sometimes. Like, I wish they would edit a little tighter, but I get that they're shooting for an audience that really, really wants to see that. Anal Youngins, to me, is more of a favorite series. DP Me One is really good. DP Hard from Hard X. I really like DP My Wife With Me. I think that it adds the vignette and the fun with great sex really, really well. We can finish with one. And we can finish the last two. Two more categories. Best anal scene. Now, this one we're going to have to really go over, because I really think this is kind of a big deal. I mean, anal sex is a staple in porn, and it's become sort of something to aspire to be a great anal performer. Okay, American Horror Story from Brazzers. Bonnie Rotten, Danny D. Have not seen that one yet. Anal Beauty from Tushy. Adria Fox, Manuel Ferrara. I like that scene a lot. Not my favorite performer on this list. Anal Warriors, Dahlia Sky, Prince Joshua. Good scene. Again, Ass Candy from Brazzers, Rachel Midori, McBlue. Banging Beauties from Mike Adriano, Annika Albright, Mike Adriano. I gotta see that one. So far, Annika's my favorite performer on this list. Being Riley, from Tushy, Jules Jordan, Riley Reid, McBlue. Riley Reid does a bunch of anal in this movie, and it's all good. I'm actually right in the middle of an in-depth review of it, and it's fantastic. She's fantastic. You're going to hear me rave about Being Riley from Tushy.com a lot. This is not the last time you will hear me rave. Just be warned. Great scene, great performer, great movie. Big Anal Asses 3 from Hard X, Keisha Gray, Manuel Ferrara. Keisha Gray is another person I really like that scene. Black Bombshells from Hard X, Anna Fox, McBlue. I dig Anna Fox. The Booty Movie, Archangel, Jada Stevens, Prince Joshua. Brunettes Go Black, Hard X, Adriana Chechik, Lexington Steel. Hard to go wrong with a girl who can take a Lexington Steel anal scene. Carter Cruz Obsession from Blacked, Carter Cruz Flash Brown, I like that. Carter Cruz won a lot of stuff last year. Interracial and Anal 2 from Blacked, Allie Hayes and Rob Piper. Allie Hayes is someone I like a lot, loved that scene, I've seen that several times. Just Jillian, Jules Jordan Video, Jillian Jansen, McBlue, you'll hear me talk a lot about Jillian, and that movie will pop up again as well, another great scene. Miss Tushy from Tushy, Kendra Lust and McBlue. Kendra Lust is a MILF performer with an amazing body and quite an ass, and that was a good scene. Up My Asian Ass 2, Jules Jordan Video, Kehlani Lay, Eric Everhard. Kehlani Lay this year, let's just talk about her for a second. She's been a Wicked Contract Girl for years, is no longer Wicked Contract Girl, and did a handful of movies this year that were blistering hot. She is absolutely tearing it up. This is a great scene. Right now, wow. Yes. That I'm leaning that way, although the Kendra Lust scene was very good and needs to be ranked high. The Jillian Jansen scene would be up there with Kehlani, so would the Allie Hayes scene from Interracial Anal 2. And so would the Riley Reid scene. So those are my four. If I'm going to go with a fifth, wow. Maybe the Carter Cruz Flash Brown scene, maybe the Anna Fox McBlue scene. Either way, Right now, Kehlani Lay, Eric Everhard would be a great, great choice. Oh, we're at 20 minutes already. Best anthology movie, that's the last one we will do today. Now, the next one is a new category. It's called Best Anthology Movie. Going over to my ballot. Title containing a series of scenes and or vignettes with or without connecting device whose overall theme is not specified in another category. Encompasses titles formerly considered in Best Non-Feature and Best Vignette Release. I'm not sure that clears anything up, but you're going to see just a wide variety of... Basically, it's going to be wall-to-wall sex movies. Connecting theme or not, doesn't matter. Two Chicks Same Time, 19, Naughty America. Axel Braun's Inked. Of course, that's a tattoo-themed movie from Wicked. The Of X's and O's, New Sensations, Tales from the Heart. Fluid 3 from DV Productions, Evil Angel. That was Dana Vespoli. Lots of water-themed stuff. Very cool. Fuckability 3, Pinup Pussy from Burning Angels. I love that series. I love the music. I love the energy. I really do. One of the things I love about Burning Angels is I'm not necessarily into girls that are heavily tattooed, but Burning Angel does such great stuff with great sex and music and just... I enjoy the movies more than I enjoy some of the girls. So, you know. Intimate Obsessions, Third Degree, Let's Play Doctor from Brazzers, that obviously has a theme. Love Stories 3 from Erotica. X, Oil Overload, 12, Jules Jordan, that is a long-running series of great oiled-down sex. Performers of the Year 15 from Elegant Angel, it's one of my favorite lines. Their Performers of the Year is always fun. They take big stars, make it a superstar movie, it's a big deal. Rough Enough, Kelly Madison. Kelly Madison and her husband Ryan doing their own stuff, doing good stuff. They started out, you know, online doing their own porn. Now they are making very, very high-end stuff. Ryan seems to be moving into the rougher play movies. Sex Symbols 2 from Arrows. Too Pretty for Porn, James Dean. I just did that one. True Erotica from AE Films. And Twisted Fantasies 2, Dark Desires, Devil Films. At this point, again, having not seen all of them, I actually haven't seen Fuckability 3. I love the series, though. From what I've seen, Performers of the Year 15 is probably my favorite at this point. I liked Bronze Inked a lot. I love Oil Overload as well. So those are some really good ones. That's all for now. We are at 23 minutes. So thank you for listening. I am Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. This podcast is available for sponsorship. In the meantime, visit RogerReviews.com for all your news and review needs. Visit our sponsors, especially Adult DVD Empire, GameLink.com, HotMovies.com, Sugar DVD, DVD Erotic. Be sure and check out IAFD.com for the best, absolute best adult database on the web. Everything you want to know about every porn performer, every scene, every movie, they are fantastic. Check out AVN.com, of course. What else? Thanks again to Don Houston. Check him out over at xcritic.com. That's about it, man. I think we covered just about everything else. Pipeline Multimedia for all of your adult porn performer needs. And again, please, guys, we need some eye candy for this. So let's get the word out. We need some fan signs. We need to know people are listening. I know that Angela White did tune in. She heard her name mentioned. Hey, Angela, shoot over a fan sign. Show those amazing boobs, and we will talk about you every single podcast, I promise. We're going to be talking about her a lot anyway, guys. Angela White, check her out. She's friggin' awesome. That's it, man. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com, and this is the podcast. That was 3. Come back for 4.